Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Every now and then I hear someone who's discussing food say, "Give me the good old days." For my part, they can have them. Really, there's just no comparison between the quality of food in grandmother's time and the food of the present day. Now, take beef, for instance. I'm afraid our forefathers would have been startled at our modern practice of feeding grain to cattle. But you and I know that grain-fed beef is wonderfully tender and juicy and delicious. That's why it's always used for Kroger Tenderay beef. Without those top-quality grades of grain-fed beef, well, we just wouldn't have Kroger Tenderay. And that's exactly what has happened. There's a shortage of grain today, so it isn't available for cattle feeding. That grain is going overseas to help fight the war against starvation. After those hungry millions have been fed, then our farmers will once more give us grain-fed beef. Until that time, please keep this in mind. Right up to the day when you can buy Kroger Tenderay again, Kroger will always bring you the best beef that is available.
Our thanks to you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Sought by federal authorities, Jerry Manson and her husband Richard Ashforth are hiding in a cabin at Rossville Lake. Unaware of this, Penny and her stepfather Jed are looking over the vacant lot not 50 feet from where the fugitives are hiding. With each step, they walk closer to the cabin.
Oh, Jed, I just can't get over what a lovely beach this property has.
I think this land's worth buying just for the beach alone, don't you, Penny?
No, I wouldn't say that. You can't build a cabin on a strip of sand 10 feet wide.
Oh, I don't know. Could build a skinny cabin.
Oh, Jed, Billy.
Yeah. That stake marking the end of this property and the beginning of the land for the cabin up there should be about in here somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we passed it.
Well, it could be.
Let's go back a few feet and look, huh?
All right.
Oh, Jed, look on the lake.
Yeah?
Sailboat.
Oh, pretty sight, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. Golly, I haven't been sailing for 2 years. Johnny and I used to...
Now, Penny, don't start feeling the good old days are dead and gone forever.
Oh, I wasn't thinking anything of the sort.
Well, I hope not. Say, there's a small rowboat pulled up on the beach up the other end of my property. Mm. Like to go out on the lake a little bit?
Yeah, I would. But first, let's look over your property.
Oh, sure, sure. See, I still can't find that stake. Wonder what's happened to it.
We probably passed it again. Let's turn back and walk real slow. Hmm?
All right. But I don't think we've passed it. I think it's nearer that cabin up there than I thought at first.
Well, if it's much nearer than you thought, it doesn't leave much land for the cabin there.
Oh, the property line of that cabin probably extends the other way.
Oh, I see. It is pretty far from the other cabins in the row, isn't it?
Yes. Kind of off by itself. Well, let's see if we can find that stake.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Only thing I don't like about here, Jed, is that...
Yeah? What's that, child?
It's kind of lonesome.
Oh, that's just what I do like about it. I want to build a little cabin out here where it's nice and quiet and then just sit out in front of it smoking my pipe and watching the waves run up the shore of the lake.
Yeah, just how long do you think you could do that?
All summer long.
Jed Billings, how long?
Well, maybe for the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Why, Jed Billings, how long?
Well... First day or two.
That's more like it. No, sir, I can't see you sitting still for more than a few hours anywhere for any reason. Oh, hey, is this the stake we're looking for?
Where?
Right here. I caught a glimpse of it in the bushes right here.
Well, let's have a look, see if it's a property marker. Yep. Yep, sure is.
Well, then, this is where your property ends on this side, huh?
That's right. Lots of lake frontage, don't you think?
Yeah, it sure is. Let's see, it runs from up there near that big oak all the way down here. Golly, you have enough room here for a small estate.
Well, I'll settle for a small log cabin right in the middle of it.
But don't forget you threatened to build a dock for a boat, and maybe you want a little boathouse.
Say, a boathouse. Mm-hmm. Yes, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Mm. Well, all that comes later. Well, we've seen the property from one end to the other, Penny. Now, what do you think of it?
Oh, Jed, I think it's wonderful.
You mean it?
Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell, it's marvelous. You have a lot of lake frontage, and you have high ground for the cabin.
Yep.
And a road leading right to the property.
Yes, sir, and plenty of shade trees, too. Guess I ought to buy it, huh?
Mm-hmm, I think so. But, gee, you can really never tell, Jed.
What?
Well, there might be something wrong with the land. You can't tell just by looking at it.
Oh, such as?
Well, I don't know offhand. It looks like a perfect cabin site to me, but it's funny it hasn't been built on before this.
Hmm.
Cabins are rather thick around the rest of the lake, but this way, it's just that one cabin right here. There's nothing but woods from here on.
Oh, and you think maybe there's a reason for it, huh?
Oh, there might be.
Oh, yes, of course, there might be at that. Wonder how we can find out. Can't ask the man I'm buying from.
No, that might be a little embarrassing. Tell you what we can do, though.
Yeah, what?
We can walk up to that cabin there and ask the people in it what it's like out here.
That's a good idea. Might be too damp for comfort out here at night or something like that. I guess the folks in that cabin could tell us more about it than anyone else.
Yeah, I bet you they could. Okay, let's go up and see who's in that cabin.
Not a bad idea. Nothing like getting acquainted with your future neighbors.
Afternoon, Pat.
Oh, hiya, Professor Rogers. Well, come in.
Thanks. Miss Gibbs home?
Well, no, she's not.
Oh.
Oh, but that doesn't mean you can't come in and visit a while.
No, of course not. But I just wanted to drop in for a minute and, well, pass on a little more good news.
You found Steve Parker?
No, the news isn't that good, Pat.
Oh. Well, guess that guy's hidden himself a little too well, huh?
Yes, he certainly done a good job of it. When will your sister be back?
Well, gee, I don't know. Should be soon, though.
Oh. Well, I guess I better not wait.
Oh, wait a little while, Professor. Penny might be back any minute. She and Jed went out to the lake to look at some property Jed is thinking of buying.
They went out to the lake?
Yeah. Jed's got his eye on some property out there. It's swell, I hear. It's a plot of unimproved property right next to the last cabin in the row. It ought to be a pretty exclusive...
Next to the last cabin?
Yeah, Jed likes privacy, and I
well,
don't...
Maybe he likes privacy all right, Pat, but I don't think he'll like his neighbors if he goes too near that cabin.
Why? What's the matter with them?
They happen to be Jerry Manson and Richard Ashforth.
What?
Yes. We got a tip that they were hiding out there as Mr. and Mrs. Sudrow. We were planning to arrest them tonight.
Holy mackerel. And Jed and Penny are out there in the woods right next to that cabin. Well, If Jerry sees them,
there's no telling what might happen, Pat. And you can be sure Jerry saw them. She and her husband were probably on the lookout for prowlers.
Well, gosh, what are we going to do?
The only thing we can do, Pat, I'm going out there right now.
You're going out? Well, then I am, too.
You better not, Pat. There might be trouble. I'll see you later.
Oh, no, you don't. You'll see me now, because I'm going with you.
Our neighbors don't seem to be home, Jed.
Well, knock again. People live here, I know that. See, here are cigarette ashes in this tray on the porch.
Mm. As a matter of fact, I thought I saw a car parked out in back of the cabin when we first drove up.
Yes, I saw it, too. Funny we don't get any answers. Try it again.
Okay, once more.
I'm sure the people are home. I didn't see anybody leave here while we were in the lot.
No, I didn't either.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I'll try the door.
Oh, Jed, no.
Too late. It's already open.
Jed, you ought to be ashamed.
Well, I'm not ashamed. Just wanted to see what the inside of one of these things looks like. Might get some ideas about how to build mines.
Jed, there's nobody home. Come on,
No. Doesn't seem to be anybody home. Let's go on in, look around.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, come on, Penny. We'll just walk in and then walk right out again.
Professor Rogers, there's Penny's car.
Oh. I don't know whether that's good or not, Pat. It means your sister and Mr. Billings are still here, I hope. Well, come on, let's look around.
All right.
Hold it, I'll get out your side.
All right. Want me to yell for Penny?
No, don't.
Okay. Say, you said a minute ago that Penny and Jed were here, you hope. What do you mean?
I meant if the Ash Force saw them, maybe your sister and Mr. Billings have, well, been kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Oh, my God.
I said maybe. Come on, let's go down through these bushes here and approach the cabin from the front.
All right.
I shouldn't have let you come with me, Pat. If Ash Forth is armed, there might be shooting.
Well, if they're shooting, I won't be with you long. I'll duck.
Well, you better. Well, here goes. I hope I don't have to use this.
Hey, that's an ugly-looking pistol. What'd you just do to it?
Took it off safety. Here's where we cut out of the bushes and head toward the cabin. Maybe you better stay here.
Nothing doing. I'm going with you.
All right, but be ready to duck behind a tree at the first sign of anyone in that cabin.
Don't worry.
All right, we're coming out of the bushes now. Now, careful from here on.
You bet.
It's awfully quiet around here.
Yeah, it's too quiet.
Say, front door of that cabin's open.
Is that bad?
I don't know yet. Come on, we'll make a dash for that big tree there.
I'm right behind you.
Good. Let's go.
Made it.
Swell. I can see inside the cabin now.
Oh, anybody there?
No, unless someone's hiding behind the open door. And here's where I'll find out about that.
Oh, you see something?
Yes. A lady's comb on the floor.
Yeah? Well, let's see it.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you recognize it?
Do I? This belongs to Penny.
Uh-huh. She means she was in this cabin.
Yeah. Well, nobody's here now.
No, and you know what that means, Pat?
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Sudrow, Jerry and her husband, have gone and taken Mr. Billings and your sister with them.
Penny and Jed have been kidnapped. What will happen to them now? Jerry Manson swore revenge on Penny. Will she take it? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, now that we can't supply you with all the fresh and tender Kroger Tenderé beef you've been asking for, it's a problem preparing outstanding dinners, isn't it? But perhaps I can help. Let me make a suggestion. If you want a frank opinion on what to serve, just ask your family what they want. You'll get an honest answer, and mighty quickly, too. They'll say, get some of those good chickens they have down at the Kroger store. Sure, folks who know are bound to ask for our Kroger chickens. Young, plump, and tender, packed with that honest-to-goodness, country-tasting flavor. They know what's good, so why not give the family a real country-style chicken dinner? Make up your mind now to stop in at your Kroger store soon and see our firm-fleshed, luscious-looking birds. You'll know immediately that your dinner is bound to be a success with Kroger chickens.